producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Fashion here. Many of you can't listen to the whole program, which is absolute shame, as there are so many important things that are said through the course of every one of these 5 or 6 hour extravaganzas we go through every day. So for those of you who don't remember my discussion last Friday, focusing on how women are taking over the world, and I said this in the most positive way, and I'm actually trying to remember why or how I get into it, which may not be important to the story. It seems to me there was a survey of CEOs and I don't know, wherever I went with it, it wasn't important. The fact that came out of the conversation that's worth remembering is how many women are going into various schools coming out. I think we were talking about doctors. And I don't remember, Jennifer, if you remember, but I do, I think in earnest, I was talking in the most positive terms about how good it is, and I say this with regularity, that women are better at organizing, better at running things, better at sales, better at most anything. That's been my experience as a businessman. You could say, well, why aren't women doing, or why aren't they running your business if they're so good? Well, because my business was started by me and it was my vision. I've had a number of people try to take over, manner of speaking. But I pay homage to Jennifer and her father. That's partially where I'm going here. Jennifer is second in command at the CRN Digital Outpost here in Los Angeles. Her father started it 30 years ago. And this weekend, there was a very lovely party that was basically aimed at celebrating the 30th anniversary of the founding of CRN, which Mike Horn, her dad, did. He's a longtime LA radio guy and saw a chance to start something that most people thought he was crazy to start. It reminds me of what people said to me, including Bob Kay, who's my general manager, when I said I wanted to do a morning syndicated radio program. He said, are you nuts? Do a midday show. Well, I haven't, although some people take this program in the midday. Jennifer's done a superb job, and it was fun during the presentation to have the people that are on the radio and on the programming folks and the folks behind the scene give so much tribute to Jennifer. She doesn't always get the credit, and her father, I think Jennifer and her father and I were talking about this, how she wanted to get up there and say something nice about her dad.
I said, I should say something nice about you.
Well, but other people have said I'm nice. But it is true. You are a warm, wonderful, lovely human being, and people appreciate that, and they like working with you, and I think that was part of it. The whole thing, though, was nice because it focused on how the two of you get along and how you have educated yourself in areas that I don't even understand as far as this business is concerned to make it all work. And again, back to the focus of women who are becoming more and more important, justifiably so, because men have screwed things up so enormously in terms of where we are today. Look at the... Maybe the question is, as we contemplate electing a woman to be president, either Carly Fiorina or Hillary Clinton, think about the focus that we have on Goldman Sachs and other big banking companies and the Wall Street companies. Are there any women running any of those firms? No. Are there women? There aren't titular heads, but I will tell you, I know a number of women who could run those firms and do a better job because they're smarter.
Was it Ted Cruz's wife just took a leave of absence, right?
Yeah.
When he started the campaign from Goldman Sachs.
So here we have this opportunity to embrace women and do, and it bothers me to a point because I don't like to think that people get jobs that they aren't qualified for. We saw that happen during all of the years in both education and in business with equal opportunity provisions, allowed people to get into school that had no business going to school, allowed people to get jobs, or forced people to get jobs because they were recruiting requirements that you had to hire X number of this type of person and that type of person. You got to have somebody of this color and that color and educational background, and all these things that were forced on businesses that brought businesses down. And so when the qualification, you got to have so many women, like when Title IX came out. Title IX was the requirement by the federal government that there be as much money spent on female athletics as on male athletics. Was that good or bad? Did it bring out some better women athletes that might not have been able to surface, would it not have been for that funding? I don't know. Maybe, maybe not. I just think...
Women's soccer took off after that.
Yeah, but I think, Richie, there's too much emphasis now, and always has been, on just having people come in to a circumstance because they are a certain minority or a certain this, that, or the other thing, rather than being the most qualified. And I think today more women are better qualified to run more businesses than ever before, at least in our history, and certainly when you compare many of the achievements that some of these women have, they've done a better job. Now you say, well, a woman who runs General Motors, look at all the trouble she's in. A woman who runs Yahoo, look at all the trouble there is there. Those troubles were there long before the women got into those
I think
positions.
Yahoo's changed quite a bit in the last year or two under that.
The woman, yeah.
The woman, yeah, and I can't even.
But is
Yahoo
she responsible for the breakup of it?
The GM, the lady who's running GM, definitely inherited all of those problems, and I think she's done a good job turning that around. They have a nice product now. Yahoo, that's just garbage now.
Really?
I can't even go there.
So does that mean we shouldn't have women run any of those?
It doesn't matter if it's a man or it's a woman. Whoever does
the
job.
Well, you see, that's it. That's the point. That is the point, that we judge people based on race, color, sex, and that's not the way to judge people. Judge people the way they do their job.
That's the way it should be, but so much of people's getting jobs, they're not qualified, but it's because of politics people get into certain positions.
Yeah, exactly. All right. I wanted to go one step further, and I'm not sure, excuse me, that I will at this point. Let me...
Let's take a little break and let you
get
your...
Let's pause for a moment while I get what's in my throat out of my throat.
Doug needs to call 911.
Hi, Shell Experts here with a suggestion for anyone with a vehicle that can benefit from using premium fuel.
Yeah, make nitrogen-enriched Shell V-Power premium gasoline standard equipment on your vehicle.
It's the most advanced fuel ever, providing maximum protection for optimum performance.
It cleans up gunk faster than our regular grades because it has 5 times the cleaning agents required by government standards.
Then it acts as a barrier that shields and protects intake valves and fuel injectors against gunk.
Oh yeah, you wouldn't make high-performance optional on your vehicle, so demand more from your fuel. Get the most out of every drop with Shell V-Power.
If people wanted their homes to look like everyone else's, we wouldn't be so obsessed with curb appeal. Doesn't matter whether you're planning to sell or stay put longer than the lines for Powerball, every homeowner craves that quality that screams wow at first sight. How to achieve it? Here's 3 tips. First, glam your front door by painting it lipstick red, assuming, says Forbes, that your house is a neutral color. Second, do something original, urges Angie's List, like painting each numeral of your address on separate flower-filled planters placed near the front entrance. And third, replace your roof. 40% of a home's curb appeal hinges on its condition. So if yours isn't up to snuff, know that the Center for the Advancement of Roofing Excellence just praised the new line of Glenwood shingles from GAF, North America's largest roofing manufacturer. Not only are they the industry's thickest triple-layer asphalt shingle, but their authentic wood-shake look also makes them a bargain. Learn more at www.gaf.com.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Creeble.
A couple in Connecticut decided to let their kids walk home from school alone every day, like many of us did growing up. But nowadays, people are so worried about overprotecting children that somebody called the police, and the parents are now charged with a crime. But these parents are fighting back. They're part of a new movement called Free Range Parenting, an effort to raise future independent adults. We all want children to feel safe, but good citizenship also requires that they become self-reliant. Looking through the lens of liberty, we see that America only remains free if we all take responsibility for ourselves and our children, not rely on the government. Do we really want free-range chickens but cooped-up kids?
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Where does the love for a car come from? If the car is a Subaru Legacy, the answer would be the symmetrical all-wheel drive. Power goes to all four wheels all the time for optimum grip. The Subaru Boxer engine's lower center of gravity makes the Subaru Legacy more responsive around corners and gets better fuel economy than front-wheel drive competitors. What you have then is a midsize sedan with grip, handling, and enviable fuel economy. It's no wonder it turns people into people who love cars. Love, it's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
17 after the hour, the Smart Doug Steffen Good Day program. So where I was going in part with this conversation about women being in charge was the feeling in most of the West is that the people in the Middle East are backward when it comes to dealing with women and having women involved in their businesses, running their lives, etc., etc., etc. So you may be interested to know that there were two people. This hotel was attacked last week. According to NBC News reports, the attacks were led by two women jihadists. Attackers went into that hotel, took hostages. Standoff lasted late into Saturday, and there were a number, I think 23, 24 people were killed in this. And among them were four of the jihadists, but the people who got away were the women. There were more women involved in this thing than has been the case before, at least according to this newspaper report or this news report. So what do we think, excuse me, about given the status of women? These are not women from the Middle East. These are women from other countries who have signed on to either sympathize or work with Al-Qaeda or Daesh, or I don't know that we've seen any of that in Boko Haram or the Taliban, but it is interesting that more women are believing in the message of jihad. Why is
well, they
that?
Did a whole campaign trying to recruit women to ISIS, which
yeah, they
I
did.
Thought was odd. And,
why
you know,
did
they
think it was
them,
odd?
Well,
why
because they that? Showed them, the way they did the campaign, I thought it was weird. They showed them making, like, you know, Oreo cheesecake and all these different things, like it was some great life to come and join ISIS. But you've seen a switch now, or we've all seen a switch, with the way ISIS is using women. It used to be that they were constantly behind the scenes. Now they're using women as lookouts. They're using them to actually...
Well, Are they using them? Are they fodder? Like young people are put into the front lines in a war. Many young men have been put into the front lines because they didn't know anything or they were unpopular with their officers. I mean, that's legion. That's happened in armies all around the world. So is that the reason that women are being put in these positions? Because once again, we go back to the sea. I'm looking at it as if there's some trend here, women even getting involved in running the jihadist plots.
I think that they know that any time that one of them walks through an airport security, they're going to be suspect. And if they get a woman, that they probably won't be close
looked at. Yeah, they're not going to
under a microscope. So they're trying to get more women, young kids, so that they can sneak people through into secure places.
Yeah. All right. Well, it's all food for thought. The situation with the price of oil in our country down now substantially again here in California. I actually bought gas for $1 for $2.79.
$1.75.
$1.75
weekend.
Where you are.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, the national average is down below even that, Richie.
Yeah, I know.
Now, and with this oil glut, people again. And say, oh, this is bad. I don't know. It was bad for some industries. There have been a lot of big companies that do drilling and stuff who borrow a lot of money from big banks. And now there's a story in the Wall Street Journal that there are, it could be $10 oil by the end of the year, which will cost oil companies a lot of jobs, and many of them will go bankrupt. And so the banks will be sitting there. For example, Wells Fargo has $17 billion in loans to the oil and gas sector.
Wow.
Huh?
So they
and
go
dollars
JP Morgan.
We tied to oil, too. We don't want it to get too low.
No. Wow. But it's serious.
It's not gold-backed anymore.
Well, yeah. 21 at the hour here on Good Day.
Why? Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Dr. Joe Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on healthcare by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
On Celine Dion and her career in the last week or so because her husband died last week, and so did her brother.
So sad.
Within one day of each other, her brother Daniel died at 59 after battling cancer. The husband had throat cancer. Renee was her husband's name. They have eight people in their family that have cancer or have died of cancer. 14 children in her family, and the and 8 of the 14 have had cancer. And I think they've all died, if I'm not mistaken. So it's really kind of, when you think about it, as much as maybe you don't care for her music in a sense, Richie, but I mean, think about that happening in any family, no matter if somebody is a celebrity.
That's tough.
That's lousy.
And you're a jerk for playing this, because you know I would want to pick on her just because I can't stand her music. And
why am I a jerk?
You can't do that now.
No,
why?
Because
you wanted
her
to play this just to kind of goat me.
No, I didn't. I didn't have that in my mind at all.
Wink.
But, you know, that's sad.
Yeah.
That's sad.
And I'm not a jerk. All right, next.
I am not a jerk.
From 5. I am not a crook.
I am not a jerk.
I am not a jerk.
25 after the hour. Okay, top 5 songs from this date, 1985. Number 5, Phil Bailey and Phil Collins, Easy Lover. I don't know if you remember this, Jen, you'll remember this song.
I do, of course.
Big pop hit.
Big Phil Collins fan, that's right.
Yeah. I'm trying to remember who Philip Bailey, who was he? Why was he?
Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Ah, okay. Yeah, you got it. All right, so this is a big song. Made it to number 1. Number 4 during this week in 1985, belonged to Foreigner. Another good pop song.
Yeah, it's so overly dramatic, though.
Yeah,
yeah,
this is good.
All right, Richie, I want you to get a Van Morrison song ready because I got a story to tell about him. Chicago was number 3 this week in 1985.
Wow.
Lousy.
What's happening?
This song is lousy.
What was going on with you people this week in 1981?
Jack Wagner, Richie, number 2, All I Need. No, this is kind of sad.
Oh, gosh.
Wow.
Terrible. I started this out by feeling good about what we were playing.
It's like all this super stuff.
There's a place for that. There's a place for that. Okay, so let's see here. Number 1, Madonna.
Look at
that's cool.
Now we're talking.
Yeah, you're talking.
Big talk. I like it.
Yeah. All right. So Van Morrison in concert in Los Angeles on Friday. I had two tickets and I only used one of them. There was the only empty seat in the house was next to me. And he did this song. Who's your what?
You didn't try to sell it out front?
Well, I was late, so I wanted to get in as fast as I could. It took me 2 hours to get there. He did this song and many of his other pop hits. The last time I saw him was, I don't know, 8 or 9 years ago. It's been a long time since. I like Van Morrison a lot. And I'd go see him wherever. Like, I'd go see the Moody Blues wherever they might be. At any rate, I sort of swore off him for a while because last time I saw him, it wasn't any of the hits. It was a lot of jazz metaz and stuff.
It was blues. He does
he did a lot of blues.
He did that at the jazz festival. Yeah. I thought it was great.
Yeah. Well, so he took that approach. He took the hits and he did them with a saxophone. And the band was very subtle, so he went off on sort of a bluesy track with the hits. It was actually, his daughter was there singing with him. It was actually quite interesting.
And
the crowd loves him.
Same songs for 40 years.
I know, yeah.
You gotta change it up.
He's gotta be in his 70s. He's gotta be in his 70s. And he's still got it. Whereas when we went to see Kenny Rogers around Christmas time, I told you he didn't have it anymore. Van Morrison still has it. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
You gotta know when to hold him.
Yeah.
It's simple mathematics. If you have more hair on your brush or your comb or down the sink, that means there's not as much hair on your head, right? Ladies and gentlemen, your hair doesn't need to keep falling out. You need to replace the hair, and you'll do it naturally with Provia if you take my advice. Call 800-525-8319 to get your hair back or your money back. This is an all-natural product, clinical-grade botanical extracts that work to cleanse your hair. Cleanse your scalp. Cleanse everything in that area where the hair needs to be growing. Clean up your act. Clean up your hair. Get your hair back again. It doesn't make a difference whether you got colored hair or treated hair. Provia works. 800-525-8319. So do yourself a favor. Get on with it right now. Get started. Order Provia, and you'll get a second bottle free when you mention Doug Steffen at 800-525-8319. That's Provia, 800-525-8319.
It's not a team without t-shirts.
Custom t-shirts from Custom Ink are the easy way to connect any group. Our online design lab makes it simple to create a shirt design that your group will love. Or you can easily upload your own logo. Whether you need one shirt or thousands, Custom Ink can print any size order. And we know you can't wait for your new t-shirts. That's why we offer free shipping, and on-time delivery is guaranteed. Get a free price quote today at CustomInk.com.
If you have sore joints, discover a breakthrough in joint health. Cosamin ASU. A unique patented formula, Cosamin ASU goes to work fast on a cellular level inside your joints. Its active ingredients are shown to inhibit specific enzymes that break down cartilage as you age, helping protect the joint cushioning cartilage important for comfortable activity. Try Cosamin ASU at Costco.com and other fine retailers.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Our Doug Steffen and the Good Day program. I'm Dudley. Who's chuckling? Who is it that's chuckling? How dare you?
I don't know.
Who is chuckling?
I think you have a phantom laugh. I didn't hear anything, sir.
Really? Okay. I thought it was you. Or maybe Kara. You've been very disrespectful today and in big trouble. Hey, focus now on the later in the half hour, Pauline Frommer from Frommer.com with the airline information, travel information, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Right now, though, I'm jumping the gun because there is some good news for those of us who travel a lot. You may find this interesting. American Airlines, Delta, United lead the world in something, at least, other than offering the worst service in the world. Most of their fleets have decent Wi-Fi. Three-quarters of U.S. airline seat miles, or seats themselves, are capable of having Wi-Fi. This is from the Global State of In-Flight Wi-Fi Report, something that you all have missed today, but because I am on the job and I am doing as much as I can to familiarize you with important things going on in the world, and actually this is important. I'm not trying to be facetious. Oh, I'm a little. But a lot of people think it's important on the plane to have Wi-Fi. Emirates, the largest airline in international service, ranks fourth. So Americans first, Delta second, United is third, Emirates is fourth. I'm amazed at how big that airline has gotten and how fast it's
Emirates?
Gotten there. Emirates, yeah.
Yeah, well, did you hear about they have the cabin where you can actually rent and sleep in it?
Oh, yeah.
For like $28,000 a flight or something.
Oh, yeah,
ridiculous.
Right. Ridiculous, yeah, exactly.
Yes.
All right, Southwest on this list, number five. Let's see here. 53 airlines around the world offer Wi-Fi. That's it. Most of them outside of our country. The Middle East airlines that all are growing really very quickly. Among the top 10 globally, Lufthansa offers Wi-Fi on all of its long-haul fleet. Singapore Airlines does. JetBlue does. Let's see here. What am I looking at? The most connected route and now the most popular route internationally out of New York is New York to Dubai. Isn't that amazing? They're using one of those A380s, the double-decker planes. The least connected route is from Hong Kong to London. Only 13% of seats have connection. And that's a route that's dominated by both British Airways and Cathay Pacific. Cathay Pacific is actually quite a good airline, I think. So meanwhile, on the flying front, reports today at DougStephan.com about emotional support animals on airplanes. I had Charlotte to support me. Some of you may be bringing your dog as a support animal. Here's a report on a recent Delta flight where somebody's emotional support animal was a turkey.
Ugh. Many airline passengers cringe when they hear crying babies on board, but how about a gobbling turkey? That really happened aboard a recent Delta flight. Many passengers bring their service animals on flights to help calm their fear of flying. With the proper paperwork, the Air Carrier Access Act allows almost every species of service animals on board U.S. flights, except snakes and other reptiles, ferrets, rodents, and spiders.
Okay.
Snakes on the plane.
Can I have a moment to just tell you? I am so ticked about this.
Really?
We have wussified this country into oblivion. The fact that people can't travel without their dog, their turkey, or their spider is embarrassing. It's humiliating. It's terrible to the animals. I don't know where PETA is on this. I think I just told you, Doug. I just took a flight from Prague back to L.A., and I went through Switzerland. Some dummy gets aboard the flight from Switzerland, Zurich, to Los Angeles, which is 13 hours. With a freaking dog, Doug. A gigantic dog that's not just a little tiny puppy that you can put on your lap. This dog is like the size of a horse. It was like one of those big dogs, and he's got the service animal thing strapped on the back of it. How is that even fair? I don't want to be on the flight for 12, 13 hours. This dog couldn't go to the bathroom. It's not like it was using the little pee-pee pads.
Nuts? That's tough on the dog.
Yes.
Never mind whatever.
To lay on the ground?
The dog. Not going to the... Well, the dog's well-trained if it holds it for 12 hours, but...
Oh, they were jogging. They were pushing to get off the plane first, and then they were running. But you still have to clear customs. I mean, it's not like they have a dog pee-pee area where you can, you know, run right past.
It used to be that if you did that with a dog, the dog would be in some sort of solitude for months at a time. I had a friend who was a South African many years ago, and she bought a place in London, and she had to bring her dog from South Africa to London. They put it in quarantine for 6 months to make sure that there was nothing wrong with the dog. And many countries have done that. Some still do. But now it's back and forth. I think it's easier to do it domestically. I used to bring Charlotte with me back and forth. And it was, she was great. Everybody loved talking to her.
I know. And look, I love animals.
Depends
on
me.
I love my cat.
And you don't have to put a preface in there. Because that's what people want
to
do.
Why do I have to go to the movies with my animal? I mean, and you're kind of infringing.
Who goes to the movies with their animal? When did that start?
My friend took her dog because it was a service animal.
The movies?
Yes.
People take them everywhere.
Really?
I don't understand why.
Now we are
wussified.
I'm with you on that one.
And you know, as much as I do love animals, I'm allergic to a lot of dogs. My dad will tell you this. I can't even walk into his house without starting to sneeze.
Did you used to do that when you were around Charlotte? Were you allergic?
I'm not allergic to all dogs. She had a different kind of hair. I don't think I sneezed around her too much.
No.
And my dad's previous dog wasn't a problem, but this dog, for some reason, I'm allergic. But it's just rude.
And pay to get a letter granting you permission for an emotional support animal, your letter might want to sound like this.
To whom it may concern, I am a licensed mental health professional who is currently treating Mark Akonzi for his emotional mental health condition. He has a disorder for which an emotional support animal will help provide him with the relief that traditional medication cannot. I have prescribed him to have one pig for emotional support.
Thanks for that, by the way.
A pig? All right, that was funny.
A pig, a turkey? I mean, give me a break.
All right. Speaking of animals, Sean Penn has written, the article is called El Chapo Speaks by Sean Penn. Doesn't that sound like My Summer at Camp by Sean Penn?
That's right.
And he starts the article by, this is at DougStefan.com, by the way, in the trending box. It's September 28th, 2015. My head is swimming, labeling track phones, burners, one per contact, one per day, destroy, burn, buy, balancing levels of encryption, mirroring through black phones, anonymous email addresses, unsent messages, accessed in draft form. It's a clandestine horror show for the single most technologically illiterate man left standing. At 55 years old, I've never learned to use a laptop. And it goes on and on. There's a picture of Sean Penn shaking El Chapo's hand with one of his El Chapo shirts on that you can't find now in L.A. because they're sold out. Yeah, mm-hmm. Right. So the interview was in September. I thought it was just like in December.
It was just published.
Oh, I was back in September. For heaven's sakes. All right, so that's that story. Other troubling items today, the governor of Michigan asking President Obama to help the water situation in Flint, Michigan. This problem goes back to April of last year. The governor and the National Guard and all the other parties, like putting Humpty Dumpty together again. This situation, you've heard me talk about this every day this week. This is the most asinine reality that you could possibly imagine. How these people got away with, if you didn't hear the story, they used to get their water there out of Lake, it wasn't Lake Michigan, I think it was Lake Superior. It didn't make a difference. The lake's water is great. But they decided they didn't want to pay for it because it was being cleansed in Detroit and then shipped up to Flint. So they decided they'd take their water right out of the Flint River, which is full of everything you can imagine. Because at one point in time, there were five, count them, one, two, three, four, five automobile assembly plants along that river in Flint. So you know what happens when you're involved in an industrial work situation like that. A lot of it gets runoff. It's runoff into the river. So the river is full of all kinds of things, mostly lead and contaminants like that. And the children are getting sick all over the place. The city's going to get sued into bankruptcy. But it's just that kind of stupidity where one person makes a decision like that that's so bad. Where is the common sense? What would tell you, what would make you think that sucking water out of a river that's full with all kinds of contaminants is going to work? Where do you come to? How do you exist as a human being and be that stupid? And then the rest of the people in town go along with you. It's like there's a disease. Maybe they get sick before they started drinking the water. It's nuts. And what it's going to cost to clean it up. So now it's gone from a local situation to a statewide problem, and now it's a federal problem. Wow. Be happy you're not in Flint drinking the water there. 44 past the hour. Jennifer checks the television news, including what will be in the debut department for tonight's viewing. That's next here on Good Day.
General Steve Ritchie is our nation's only ace fighter pilot in Vietnam, but he had several near misses when he barely made it back home.
My first tour, I took a 37mm through the right engine. It was armor-piercing. If it had been high explosive, the airplane would have blown up and I'd have flown into the ground. There's a time where I probably should have died, and I didn't.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of America's veterans, but it's up to you to keep their story alive. To hear the rest of General Ritchie's story, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
So I'm here to tell you about an amazing new acne treatment that even Proactiv says is better than Proactiv. It's called Proactiv Plus. It's totally new, totally advanced, and it even looks different. You know, millions of people have turned to Proactiv, and it's the number one name in acne care. But Proactiv Plus, it works faster and better than before, and it's better for your skin, too. Proactiv Plus is their best, most effective solution ever. The plus means more. You get more medicine to heal blemishes and help prevent breakouts, plus more solutions to acne problems, like dark marks, dryness, redness, and oil. So if your goal is a flawless complexion, call 1-800-867-2116. Be one of the first to try Proactiv Plus 100% risk-free. Get fantastic results, or you pay nothing, guaranteed. All of today's callers will also get two free gifts with their 60-day risk-free trial. So the number is 1-800-867-2116. 1-800-867-2116.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Do antioxidants really have a positive effect on our health and reverse the aging process? I'll be right back to tell you.
Do antioxidants really reverse the aging process? Well, here's some real numbers that should make a difference to you. Death rates for people that take antioxidants are down by 50%. Cancer deaths are down by 13%. Cancer survival rates are up by 50%. Heart attack and stroke down by 50%. Skin cancer down by 70%. Infections are down by 50%. And cataracts are down by 27 to 36%. Those are some pretty powerful numbers, ladies and gentlemen, that show that antioxidants really do make a big difference in your life if you choose to take them. They can really reverse the aging process and allow you a much happier, healthier life. The cost of vitamins and minerals is small, especially compared with the money saved on drugs, doctor bills, hospitalization, and the ultimate effects of combined aging.
Are you living with a growing prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest, is there a drop in your romantic life? Problems with a growing prostate don't go away on their own, so you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are natural. A recent survey of Super Beta Prostate users shows that over 86% of men report waking less frequently to use the bathroom. With Super Beta Prostate, you could have less urge to urinate and an improvement in your romantic life. Try it free. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-226-9206. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredient in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Call 1-800-226-9206. 1-800-226-9206.
Time for Jennifer to give us the straight scoop on what's going on the television screen. I thought this was interesting, Jen. Samsung's line of smart TVs this year, featuring a hub to connect all internet-connected devices in your home. The Smart Hub TV, product of Samsung's acquisition of SmartThings. And so this is, again, the connected society. And what it is that we are going to be faced with, I suppose, choices. Some of us may not be comfortable. Some of us may just want to keep things the way they are, which may be a problem.
Too bad for us.
Yeah,
too
exactly.
Bad for those people, because everything, the only thing that changes is change, right?
Yep. Adam Lambert in the news today.
Yeah. This isn't a shocking casting tidbit, but because it's pretty good. Adam Lambert, who's been touring with Queen, he's actually the top-earning American Idol star over Carrie Underwood, crazy, is returning to Fox. He has been tapped to co-star in their rendition of the Rocky Horror Picture Show, which is going to air live on the channel. So that'll be kind of cool to see Adam Lambert back on Fox. Also, we were all excited because the cast of Friends getting back together.
Yeah.
Well, apparently not so fast. No. It was now made clear that Matthew Perry will not be joining the reunion.
Why is he so busy?
He's in rehearsals for a London play, and he said, I guess the network knew about this before they made the announcement. But they chose to ignore or maybe pressure him.
Come on.
I don't know. You'd think that he would. I mean, he's definitely not the biggest star by far. I mean, you would think maybe it would be Jennifer Aniston who wouldn't come back. But the special will tape on June 24th without Matthew Perry. Dirty Dancing. Remember that movie? Nobody puts baby in the corner.
Right.
Well, ABC is going to do a musical version of that. Deborah Messing is going to join.
So what happened to her TV show on NBC? Was she and Josh Logan are sort of ex-husband and wife police?
The Chronicles of Laura? The Mysterious Life
Chronicles
of Laura? What is it?
Yeah, no, it's Chronicles of.
She's Second still camp? Doing that. This is actually like a one-time.
Oh,
event.
Okay. So yeah, that's a good
show. The Mysteries of Laura.
Mysteries of Laura.
I knew it was Chronicles
that's
of
a good,
Mysteries.
That's a good show. Who's Nick Carter?
Nick Carter was a Backstreet Boy.
That's not who was Madonna's, not Madonna's. What's-her-face's husband? Who's the, that's Nick Cannon.
Nick Cannon, right. That was Mariah Carey.
Mariah Carey.
No, Nick Carter is, he was just competing on Dancing with the Stars. He did really well, came in second, announced his wife's pregnancy on the air. Well, now he's in trouble. Not quite TV news, but sort of. He was on Dancing with the Stars. He was out partying it up at Hog's Breath Saloon in Key West, where I know you like to hang out.
Oh, man, yeah.
He was so intoxicated, the bartender tried to not serve him, and Nick caused a big scene and got himself arrested.
And LeBron James is getting a reality series on CNBC.
On CNBC of all places, right?
51 after on Good Day. You're my
are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Place. Travel is the focus now on Good Day at 53 after the hour. Pauline Frommer from Frommer's Travel Guides is going to join us in a moment with an eye on this East Coast storm and what you can do today, right now, to plan your move. Because after tonight, if you're trying to get to any place north of Baltimore or Washington, you can forget about it. So what does she have to say? I'm sure she has some storm experiences to relate. We'll have that help for you in a moment here on Good Day.
Richard Petty.
After over 1,100 races, you could say I've been through the ringer. To help me keep feeling my best, I use odor-free Blue Emu made with real Emu oil. Blue Emu continuous pain relief spray makes it perfect for all those hard-to-reach places. And now there's the new Blue Emu maximum arthritis pain relief cream. Perfect for hard-hitting arthritis pain. Thanks to Blue Emu, nothing slows down the king. Use what I use, Blue Emu. It works fast and you won't stink.
Available at Walmart, Walgreens, and other fine retailers.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick, driver of the number 10 Tax Act Chevrolet in the NASCAR series. On the racetrack, my deal is going fast, working with my team to get our Tax Act Chevy in victory lane. Away from the track, my deal is a little CrossFit and yoga to help with balance and concentration. So what's your deal? If your deal is getting the best deal, then go to TaxAct.com. File simple federal and state returns free. Tax Act is the best deal in tax. Go to TaxAct.com. You got this.
What would...
All right, so here we are, Pauline, on a Friday, big storm moving up the coast. Pauline Frommer from Frommers.com and the Frommer Travel Guides. What do you do when there's an approaching storm? I don't know, maybe even today if you were traveling. What do you advise to people who, after tonight, won't be able to get into any of those places for at least, what, 2 days, maybe 3 days?
Yeah, you take proactive action. You're actually reaching me in Chicago because I have a speech to give on Sunday. I was supposed to fly out Saturday, and I realized, uh-oh, that's not going to work. So I scrambled yesterday, and I went on a really, really dirty Spirit Airlines plane to Chicago.
I say, I often say when we have a conversation about Spirit, it's the airline that has no reason for existing. It is a horrible, and you've
just underscored it. They just are just awful. It's like dealing with ants on a sidewalk. It's awful.
Well, they were the cheapest, but I couldn't get another seat on the airline I was supposed to fly. But you're right. I mean, I got on the plane, and it literally looked like they hadn't cleaned it, not only between that flight, but maybe in weeks.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that makes you wonder how they take care of it mechanically as much as anything else. It's just awful. Never. I wouldn't get on. If my only choice was to fly on Spirit, I wouldn't. I'd just stay where I am. So yesterday I related an incident. I'm going to make a plan to get from Cleveland to Boston, and so I was thinking about it. Instead of going online, I'm in my car, so I call Southwest. What is it? 1-800 I fly Southwest. It's easy to remember the number. So I was put on hold for 35 minutes, and then I was told if I wanted a call back, they would call me back. And in 35 minutes, they called me back, and I was on hold for another 35 minutes. So I sort of gave up. But I attributed it, not being critical of them, to people trying to do what you and I are talking about here, get out of the way of the storm, or get where you're going before the storm gets in the way of where you're going.
Yep, that's what it is. And unfortunately, when these events hit, sometimes they are overwhelmed. There are certain apps which will show you whether or not you're going to get out. But usually you have to deal with the airlines directly. And sometimes you're just stuck on hold. I don't know of any way around it, unfortunately.
All right. One of the things that I like about the Frommer's.com website, FROMMER, the travel guides, is you're always out looking at things. I'm going to take some trips this year. I'm probably going to go to Israel in either March or April. I'm probably going to go to Czechoslovakia in May or June. I'd like to go to some other places, maybe one more trip during the year. And I see you have an underscore of Scotland. Scotland. Give us 30 seconds on why people would want to go to Scotland this season.
Oh, wow. Well, in the summer, incredible festivals there, incredible walking, and it's English speaking, so you don't have to worry about a language barrier, but you have incredibly kind, welcoming, warm people. It's one of my favorite places in all the world.
That's English?
Can they
speak there?
Scotland. That's not any worse than going to Ireland to speak the kind of English there. Ireland is another great place. I love the British Isles, frankly. It's a place, and many of us, you're right, feel very comfortable about going there because you can at least understand what people are talking about. All right, good job. Stay safe and warm there in Chicago, Pauline. Pauline Frommer.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait.
No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.